today I'd like to welcome to the PodMD studio David Martin from Tricinia. Tricinia are a specialist IT provider that's had over 20 years' experience supporting medical practices, and they've actually now evolved into a larger company with offices in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. So today with David, we're going to be talking about the topic of establishing IT systems at your practice. So we do hope you enjoy the podcast, but please remember that the advice here is, of course, of a general nature, and it's not intended as specific advice about a given situation at your practice. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the participant and not PodMD. David, thank you so much for joining us today on PodMD.
Thank you, Carolyn, for having me.
So, David, the topic of today's discussion is establishing IT systems at a new medical practice. Can you give us maybe a brief overview? What sort of things and systems are required for the setting up of a new medical practice?
Yes, certainly, Carolyn. Setting up a new medical IT system needs some planning, of course. From the beginning, there will be decisions a practitioner needs to make. For example, what's their preferred practice application? Do they prefer an on-premise system or a cloud-based system? And where the new practice is located and what type of internet services are available in that location also has a bearing on whether it's a cloud or an on-prem application, because a poor internet service, you wouldn't put something in a cloud because you may have trouble accessing it. So, yeah, look, they're the initial topics, but there's also domain names and emails you need to consider up front to establish your presence on the internet. From there, there's also the desktop equipment you prefer. Is it Microsoft Windows or Apple Mac based?
Do you find there's much of a difference between Windows and Mac these days?
Not from an IT side of things. They're all computers. They basically do the same functions. It's just really the user interface and what the practitioner prefers. We have both in operation and both work equally as well.
Okay. And any other considerations?
Of course, telephone systems, VoIP systems are very popular these days. Now that the NBN's out there, it's all digital. So the VoIP type systems can be very hosted PBX, or in other words, the telephone, the caller is hosted in a data center, or some of the other ones are still on-prem where you run your own phone system in the practice. I'd suggest the hosted is far more preferable, more flexible for moving around the place. And then, of course, there's fax systems. Fax systems are better hosted. Then you can receive your faxes anywhere as an email and send via email, just like a fax machine, but you don't have the cost of toner and paper and the like.
Yeah, so there's quite a few things to consider. How long do you find in your experience that it takes to set up a medical practice?
On an IT side of things, at least if we had a clean run at a new medical practice, I'd say 3 to 4 weeks we could get a medical practice set up. The longest lead time traditionally is the internet service. By the time that's ordered and provisioned, an internet can take 2 to 4 weeks quite happily. If you're talking a fibre service, it could be 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay, Dave, so once the location is actually chosen, how much involvement would you or another company or whatever have as the IT provider? What would you actually need to do?
Yeah, we need to be involved in initial planning just to look at the structure of the building and what cabling's in a building, so we can plan where to put basic internet equipment and firewalls and switches, where wireless access points are located in the premises. So we need that at the planning stage. And then after that, it's over to the fit-out contractor to put the equipment in, and then we come in at the end. So, we do need to be involved up front.
Okay, so what about in relation to an NBN internet connection? If we just ordered the internet, will any plan for that service do?
It is governed by the location. As I said, a city location, you've got more choice compared to a country location. But an NBN is just a name for a high-speed internet provided by NBN Co. But it comes in various flavours. There's ones that get delivered via coaxial cable called HFC, and they're very low grade. You've got to remember NBN is more a residential type internet service, not a business grade service. So there is business grade NBN plans as well as business grade internet services from various ISPs. So really the choice is the best you can get in a particular location.
Okay, good advice. And what about the actual cabling? If cabling's required and et cetera for that, how does that happen at a new practice?
Look, we usually go in and recommend what cabling to put in and where to put the points, but it's usually up to the fit-out contractor and the electrician these days to actually run the cabling and terminate and test the cabling plants. So it's still, there's nothing better than a bit of cabling. Wi-Fi still needs to be provided, but a good quality structured cabling plant is good for a long time.
So in the event that the doctor's getting cabling put in, probably best to contact yourself or the IT provider so that the electrician and the provider can talk just to make sure things are done correctly.
Oh, absolutely, because it's a lot more cost-effective to do it at the initial stages rather than wait a year or two and then have to try and run it in ceilings and walls when it's all closed up. So a bit of planning up front will save a lot of money down the track.
So talk to me about the supply and setup of the actual IT equipment. How does that happen?
Once we come up with a project plan of what's involved and the size of a particular medical practice, we'll specify computers and monitors and what's to go where, as well as other peripheral equipment like scanners and printers, and we'll provide a bill of quantities back to the practitioner to let them know what they need.
Okay, so what about in the case, say, for example, obviously most people have their own computers and printers these days. Can they use what they've already got?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look, if it's a reasonably current computer or printer, quite happily to integrate it into a new system to make it more cost-effective for the practitioner. Yeah, look, but certainly if the computer's 5 years old, it's getting a little bit tired and the cost saving is very minimal. It's must be more slower than a nice new one. So, yes, there's that balance point.
So say in the case, David, that someone's getting new rooms built or moving into new rooms, new space, so the cabling has gone in, the NBN potentially set up whatever needs to happen. From there, how long to configure the new IT system?
Look, not very long at all. We've obviously been involved with the planning process and equipment ordered. We could get in and get an IT system in within a week to 2 weeks, quite happily and fully functioning.
Great. Okay, that doesn't sound like a long turnaround at all. So people often ask me about support and ongoing support. Do they need that? Do they need to have potentially ongoing support there, or do you find most practices are up and running and functioning on their own?
Certainly up and running. We'll provide warranty support for all the equipment and the setup that we provide. But yeah, look, ongoing, there's obviously with new staff, there's advice and training and questions that will go along. We can provide IT support for that ongoing medical practice and to keep it running.
So David, in relation to the topic today, what would be the main points that you'd want to drive home from your experience to impart to our listeners in relation to their IT?
Look, planning is the key to everything. If up front that you can decide on the size and the scale of your medical practice, certainly lead time from equipment is difficult these days. There's a lot of equipment which is not available anymore due to various reasons overseas, and even your internet can be delayed. So if you've got a go live time, get that internet order in very quickly because, yes, I've seen internet provisioning stretch out 8-10 weeks quite happily, and that could prevent you moving in when you want to.
Thanks, Dave, again for your valuable insight today into IT and setting up your medical practice.
Thank you, Carolyn. It's been a pleasure.